My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He is also a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is the key panel that will soon consider the immigration reform legislation crafted by the so-called Gang of Eight. Senator Lee has been critical in the last couple of days of the decision by Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont to hold just one hearing on this issue on a bill that could be at least 1,500 pages before it heads to the Senate floor. Senator, thank you very much for being with us. Obviously, you're concerned about just having this one hearing before this goes to the floor. I know there's other folks who are concerned about a very limited amendment process to this legislation potentially. So walk our listeners through your thoughts on the process on this bill.
You know, a few years ago, there was an infamous moment when then Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, told Congressman with regard to the Obamacare bill, you've got to pass this bill so you can find out what's in it. We've learned that bad things happen when we pass huge pieces of legislation. And again, this immigration proposal, which no one has seen, has been estimated by some to be perhaps a 1,500-page bill. We haven't seen it, and yet a hearing is being planned, even as we speak, to occur within a week or so after it's introduced. And I think that's a bit of a problem. I think we need a lot of hearings. I think we need a lot of time to review it. 1,500 pages of legislation is a lot. This does not read like a fast-paced novel. This does not read even like a slow-paced long novel like The Grapes of Wrath. This has all kinds of spillover ramifications that need to be evaluated carefully. So I hope that we will have a full and open amendment process. I've been told that Chairman Leahy is promising an open amendment process, at least within committee. I hope and expect and will demand that when it hits the floor, there will also be an open amendment process there as well.
Last 30 seconds. Why do you think it's being rushed, as you seem to believe it is?
I don't know why, nor do I understand or sympathize with the fact that they feel the need to run this as a comprehensive piece of legislation. We've got all kinds of things that need to be done with immigration reform. Those things could be done more effectively, more efficiently, more quickly, and they'd be virtually certain to pass if we did this on a step-by-step basis. There are certain things that we need to do. We need to secure the border. We need to modernize and update our legal immigration system. And we need a visa entry and exit system that will allow us to track those who are here on visas, when and where they enter and when and where they leave. When those things are in place, it'll be a lot easier for us to figure out ways to deal with the 11 million people currently illegal in the United States. But if we try to do it all in one fell swoop and front-end load what to do with the 11 million, it's going to stall the process politically, and it's also going to create huge logistical hurdles, which I think we should avoid through a step-by-step process.
Senator, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Karembas of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.